Today, let's talk about character development. What do you believe entails a strong character? Here are a few of my thoughts. The character's origin. Where is he or she from? Is the dialect you use convincing, such as a northern, southern, or Midwestern accent? You know, I've read a couple of books in my day and found myself murmuring, we Southerners don't talk like that. I wasn't convinced that the author had studied the language or common vernacular of the people. This part of our writing has to be accurate. Otherwise, our work loses credibility long before we get into the meatier sections. Second thing is visualization. If someone reads a book, he or she should be able to visualize the person, his habits, speech, appearance, and so on. There's nothing worse than a flat character. I always think in terms of showing and not simply telling. The description should be so strong that the character leaps off the page. Here's an example of a poor description and a better one to follow. Description A. Suzanne wore a yellow dress and white stockings to the seventh grade dance. Pretty poor, huh? Description B. Suzanne wore a yellow pleated dress with white stockings to the seventh grade dance. It isn't her favorite dress because of the large, ruffled collar. Nevertheless, this is the dress Suzanne's mother selected. Her shoes matched the white stockings, patent leather and block-heeled. Much better. See the difference? Item B reveals a bit more about Suzanne. Not only do we learn what she's wearing, but we know that she dislikes the yellow dress. So there is a description of Suzanne's appearance and mood in item B. What about desire? What does the character want? What's his or her aim or objective? This is crucial to the story's development. In fact, I believe it is the heart of the plot. The character has to desire something, some place, or some person. As a reader, you need to find out what that means and incorporate it into the story. Weaknesses versus strengths. One common mistake is to write a character too perfectly, as if he or she walks on water. Well, no one would take such a character seriously and will quickly lose interest. Try to balance good qualities with bad traits which can be improved. In one of my short stories, for instance, a main character gambles and gets drunk most of the time. A reader wouldn't like him very much initially. Nevertheless, the character gradually does a 180, changes his life for the better when he meets a kind-hearted woman. He marries her and takes care of her during an illness. So basically, this character isn't perfect, yet he has the capacity to be less selfish and give of himself to another person. Resolve. At the midway point of the story, a reader should be able to detect some course of action. What is the character attempting to do? What has he or she already accomplished? Whatever problem the character has been dealing with should be fixable or minimized at this point. There should be a lesson involved. And last, finality. The conclusion should not leave the reader dissatisfied or feeling as though the work is unfinished. Recently, I read a brilliantly written book, nearly 350 pages. The last chapter tanked. I was so disappointed, and you know, I regretted spending so much time investing in this book. I thought about why the author rushed the ending when she had thoroughly developed the beginning and middle. Because the book's climax was so intense, I expected more and didn't receive it. I still had questions. Never do this to your reader. So let's do a quick recap of character development. First, the character's origin, where he or she is from. Second, visualization, desire, weaknesses versus strengths, resolve, and last, finality. These are just a few tips on developing your characters. Don't be afraid to let them come alive within those pages. Happy writing!